Harmony Gold issuing results for the 6 months ended December 2014 this morning. Year on year, gold production has fallen 7% and the headline loss widened from 71 million in the previous 6 months to 763 million rand. On a quarterly basis, the headline loss widening 86% to 496 million rand in the quarter ending December 31. Graham Briggs is CEO of Harmony Gold and is on the line. Graham, thanks for your time. Another tough quarter for Harmony. Is there any good news?
Yeah, no, there is a lot of good news. Let me just try and tell you two of the good news stories, maybe three, in fact. One is that we had the results of the Golpu pre-feasibility study. That, of course, crystallized a bit more value from what people are seeing, and we saw our share price, you know, increase since the mid-December to the end of January, much more than other companies. So that was good news, and people are seeing that project really as a good project. The second bit of good news is that our safety on our mines has vastly improved. We had here in South Africa a fatality-free quarter. It's something that we haven't had before in Harmony. And then the third bit of good news is we're actually making some real progress with restructuring the company. And this restructuring does take a long time. Our ability to tackle all the multiple areas has been very difficult, so we've been stepping through it one by one. We've completed the restructuring at Target 3 at a hospital. We've done some management restructuring, and now we've commenced on the Kasasa letter. So by June, we're hoping that we can get all our operations cash flow positive.
As you say, a vast improvement in Harmony's share price. I'm just looking at those figures now. Over 3 months, it's up more than 32% and up more than 63% over a month. Talking of restructuring, you mentioned Kusasa Letu, and I know I've asked you this question before. You have said jobs will be lost because of the restructuring there. Any indication as to how many?
Yeah, we're in the process of the Section 189, which is done under the auspices of the CCMA, and, you know, I'm reluctant just to talk about the figures until we've actually gone through that process. You know, I don't want to sort of get any headlines of the numbers and so on into the press, but obviously we have a plan. The unions are well aware of the plan, well aware of the consequences, and it's a case of we are transferring people into other operations. Other people will get retrenched, but it's a significant number of the people at Kusasa later.
Let's look ahead to this year. Power constraints certainly a looming spectre for us all. How is that impacting on Harmony's operations?
It's not well in Eskom, and we're certainly feeling the effects of that. We lost about 50 kilograms in this last quarter. We don't get blackouts as such. We have requests for reduction in power consumption, and sometimes it's 10%, sometimes 20%. That means that we have to reduce power. We don't try and do anything silly, so we have to watch safety. We have to keep ventilation and water reticulation, those sort of things. But we do stop mills, and sometimes we stop hoisting and try and catch that up in off-peak hours. But our ability to catch up is being reduced by the number of outages that we're having. So it is starting to affect production.
And on the demand for gold, are you seeing a weaker demand for gold going forward, or do you think that's going to pick up?
Well, there's some interesting things around gold because obviously we've got no control over it, but the demand and supply is certainly quite a dominant feature. What we do see is that on the supply side, as soon as the gold price goes down too much, then the scrap gold, which is basically, you know, granny's jewelry, which gets sold, that dries up immediately. So certainly at the sort of 1200, 1220 mark in dollar terms, once the gold price gets down that far, then the scrap supply starts drying up. So we've certainly seen a base to the gold price. Mm. But we're gold miners, and therefore we're very bullish on the future in gold price.
Even with a much stronger dollar this year?
Yeah, you know, the dollar price, of course, is one effect, but, you know, most of our production is in South Africa, so we see the rand price as a dominant feature on our results. But the rand gold price has been fairly flat for the last 3 years, around about the sort of 425,000 rand a kilogram in that region. So although the gold price has been flat in rands, we've obviously seen inflation. Our inflation is mainly wages and electricity. That makes up about 70% of our costs. So, you know, it is a bit of a struggle in keeping costs contained when you've got a flat gold price.
Lastly, Graham, why are you confident for better days in the future, better days this year?
Well, I certainly think that everyone at Harmony has been working hard on the restructuring to really get us into a safe and profitable situation on all our operations. That's the real focus. We've got some great long-term solutions in Golpu, which will really take the company onto a much better path in cost per unit, in other words, dollars per ounce terms.
Graham Briggs is the CEO of Harmony Gold.